With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Faculty at the University of Montana had their first opportunity to give feedback on the new preliminary plan university administrators released this morning that suggests cutting more than 50 faculty positions. University President Seth Bodner spent nearly an hour presenting the administration's proposal to the Faculty Senate this afternoon. Nearly 300 people filled the music recital hall on campus for that. Faculty Senate members then spent almost as long asking questions and criticizing the plan. Afterwards, Faculty Senate Chair Mary Ann Sontag Bowman, an associate professor in the School of Social Work, said she's still digesting the size of the proposed faculty reduction.
I know for myself that as soon as I saw that, I just felt overwhelmed with just sorrow for what families and colleagues are dealing with tonight. The human impact of that is big, and faculty senators, I think, while we both understand the need to make reductions, we also, these are our colleagues, and I don't know how to say it any other way except I feel so sad about that this is necessary.
Plans to potentially restructure the university have been in the works for at least 2 years, predating President Bodner's hiring last October. There have been opportunities for faculty, staff, and students to give input. Sontag Bowman says she thinks most faculty agree that something has to be done to restore the university to a sound financial footing, but she doesn't sense agreement among faculty that big staff cuts are necessary. History professor Michael Mayer, a member of the Faculty Senate, says his take is that there is acceptance that at least some faculty reductions are needed.
Absolutely. Everybody understands that. The question is, how do they come? And the question is, who is involved in making those decisions?
University President Bodner emphasized that the recommendations released this morning are both preliminary and the result of collaboration with faculty, staff, and students. At this point, the plan does not call for forced faculty cuts, but rather the expectation that the more than 50 faculty positions can be shed through attrition, like retirements or other staff departures, over the course of 3 years. Mayer is skeptical. He says the administration's proposal appears to be motivated more by the administration's desire for expediency in solving the university's financial woes than its stated goal of reshaping the university into a school of distinction where students are prepared for a challenging future. Mayer says relying on attrition is proof of that because it would decimate UM's history department.
They're planning on two attritions. They're counting on two of my most senior colleagues, the only two more senior than I am, retiring at some point. Well, first of all, they may not. And second, if that is in fact what happens and they're not replaced, our curriculum will be devastated. We will offer no European history.
University administrators are asking for faculty and public feedback on the recommendations for the university's future that was released today for the next 2 weeks. Then they'll present their final plan to the State Board of Regents, which Faculty Senate Chair Mary Ann Sontag Bowman expects that the regents will approve. And if that happens, Sontag Bowman says she doesn't expect faculty cuts to begin right away or necessarily at all beyond the process of attrition.
The process by which any reductions that are going to happen that are not sort of natural through attrition or voluntary departures, that process will be triggered in the fall. And so it will be a long process.
Some faculty members expressed concerns that the administration is not following proper procedures for eliminating faculty positions, which could land the university in hot water with the faculty union. Sontag Bowman says she believes that's not the case and that those issues can be resolved over the next couple of weeks. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.